From Washington, this is VOA News. Death of U.S. hostage by Islamic State confirmed. G20 leaders rebuke Russia over Ukraine crisis. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. President Barack Obama confirmed the death of American hostage Abdul Rahman Kasich, saying the aid worker was killed in an act of pure evil by Islamic State militants. Confirmation of Kasich's death came after a review of a video released Sunday by Islamic State that purported to show extremists beheading 18 Syrian soldiers and concluded with a militant claiming to have killed the American. The video did not show Kasich's beheading. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One Sunday on his way home from the G20 summit in Australia, President Obama offered prayers and condolences to Kasich's parents and family. He accused the IS group of reveling in the slaughter of innocents. World leaders gathered at the close of that G20 summit in Australia, sharply rebuking Russia's President Vladimir Putin over Moscow's intervention in Ukraine. President Obama said Sunday Moscow will remain isolated internationally if Mr. Putin continues to violate international law and treaties aimed at ending the conflict in Ukraine.
You don't invade other countries or finance proxies and support them in ways that break up a country that has mechanisms for democratic elections.
Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper was quoted as telling Mr. Putin, "I guess I'll shake your hand, but I have only one thing to say to you. You need to get out of Ukraine." Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott called on Mr. Putin to atone for the shooting down of a Malaysian passenger jet over rebel-held eastern Ukraine. This is VOA News. Leaders of the G20, representing the world's largest advanced and developing economies, adopted a plan to boost global economic growth by more than $2 trillion over 5 years by investing in infrastructure and increasing free trade. A female suicide bomber blew herself up in a market in northeast Nigeria, killing at least 12 people. No one claimed immediate responsibility for Sunday's blast in Azari, a town in Nigeria's Bauchi state. But similar bombings have been carried out in the region by the Islamist militants of Boko Haram, who are waging an insurgency against the government. Earlier Sunday, the Nigerian army said it had pushed Boko Haram militants out of the northeastern town of Chibok, the home of more than 200 schoolgirls the group kidnapped earlier this year. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, will be opening up 10 new Ebola community care centers this week in Sierra Leone's Bombali district. That is one of the areas hardest hit by the deadly Ebola virus. Lisa Schlein reports.
UNICEF representative in Sierra Leone, Roland Monash, speaking from Freetown, says the focus of these centers is to isolate all Ebola cases, to avoid infecting others, and to provide infected people with safe care in the community. The centers will be run by the government of Sierra Leone through its district health management team, with the participation of local non-governmental organizations. Monash says a recent national survey regarding Ebola shows knowledge and awareness of the disease is exceptionally high in Sierra Leone.
Stigma and discrimination reduced significantly, but misconceptions, although also reduced, remain.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Burkina Faso's military rulers say the country's new interim civilian leader will be announced no later than Monday. Politicians and representatives of the army, civil society, and religious and traditional leaders met on Sunday to name an interim president to lead the country back to civilian rule after longtime President Blaise Compaoré abruptly stepped down last month. A female member of Afghanistan's parliament survived a suicide bombing that claimed the lives of at least 3 bystanders and wounded more than 10 others, including the lawmaker. Police say Shukriya Barakzai was traveling in a convoy through Kabul Sunday when the bomber set off the explosives. Barakzai was slightly wounded in the attack but is in good condition. The women's rights advocate is a strong supporter of President Ashraf Ghani. And Pakistan's military says fighting in a volatile northwestern border region left at least 34 militants and 3 soldiers dead. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.